number of food related items that have popped up.
Food, glorious food.
Yes. So, wanted to delve in a few of those here for you right now and see what we think. First of all, it was just announced that celebrity chef Alton Brown is going to be making an appearance this fall at the Midland Center for the Arts.
I have my tickets.
Do you already?
Yep.
Oh, fantastic. Well, then you know it's November 30th at the Midland Center for the Arts. He's going to be in with his holiday tour. Right now, I guess he's on a book tour across the country. And as part of his tour, he's been holding some news conferences. He shows up in a city. It's like people. So one of the questions asked of him, what is his greatest tip for cooking? I mean, Alton Brown, you're going to pay attention. What did the one thing that he says is the single biggest thing that you can do to improve your cooking?
Practice.
There you go. Practice. I like practice. That one. I was thinking, have somebody else do the cooking. His answer, he says, it's not very exciting, but it's absolutely true. Read the recipe.
Oh, yes. Follow the directions.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Doesn't that sound... Oh, yeah. Read the recipe.
If you've never seen Alton Brown, very scientific in a lot of the stuff he does. He's pretty humorous to watch sometimes, too.
Well, that would make sense then.
He's been on the Food Network for years. 20 years.
Yeah.
A long time.
I mean, if you want to be successful, and that could apply to really a lot of things in life, if you just simply just replace the word recipe with directions. How many times would we be better off if simply people would read, or just read and process?
Mm-hmm.
When you're driving, don't you wish certain people would read the signs that are around them?
I learned a long time ago to stay out of the kitchen when someone's following a recipe and putting in ingredients, because I walk in and interrupt and ask a question about the time, and then the person wonders, did I put that in there or didn't I? Where am I at?
Why is it salty, or why does that exactly salt taste like sugar? Yeah.
So I just enjoy what comes out of the kitchen. I don't spend a lot of time in the kitchen. So
maybe we should list all our own personal tips.
Yeah.
Dave's a stay out of the kitchen. Pat was practice.
Yes. My wife and I learned that a long time ago. We don't cook together. When I cook, she's not there. When she cooks, I'm not there. It's better that way.
Well, I'd say that for everything, Art.
Although I do go to her regularly for advice because she's a very good cook.
for you with Art Lewis, if Art Lewis is there, get out of the way.
Get out of the way.
titanium dioxide update for you.
No. Oh. Yes. Are you okay? Are you feeling okay?
I am still healthy, by the way. Yes, ever since I consumed the Skittles, remember, live on the air.
Yeah, you did.
I undertook, I ingested.
What a risk,
I took there. I stepped out.
Sacrifice for the audience.
You did.
And I am proof that I am still healthy, that at least according to FDA regulations for foods that use titanium dioxide properly, it's safe. And that's what this is about. So ever since that, of course, popped up, there's been numerous online and other news reports, I'm sure, on air as well as in ways you could read about other foods that contain titanium dioxide, including cake decorations, chewing gum, milk product, pastries, salad dressing, sauces, vitamin supplements, chocolate. Anything else that we need to know
about? Chocolate.
Not all of them do, but there are enough of them. So it's the old, the focus for somehow got on Skittles because of that lawsuit. And I might go back to, again, we talked about how Skittles apparently said that in coming years, they were going to not utilize the product anymore, right. But they're still utilizing it. So who knows what coming years means.
Yeah.
But any number of sources.
And there's chocolate.
Yes, there is chocolate.
And was it, again, that many countries around the world?
Some of the countries around the world
banned it.
Yeah, they've banned it because it's outside their parameters of safety. But for us, hey, we live dangerous in the United States.
it's a little
titanium dioxide. speaking of chocolate, new study
this
out.
This is what I was reading the other day. Yeah, this is what I was reading the other day when I said I was reading an article.
Oh, about the
about the chocolate.
About the way that there was a new study done. The University of Surrey says their study is the first one to show that cocoa consumption and its impact on heart and its positive impact, and they've done it in a real-world scenario, they say. So further proof that chocolate's good for you. Although, as I read through this to find out just how good it is for your cardiovascular health, I was kind of interested the way the study reads. Are you ready? In the study by the University of Surrey, 11 healthy people consumed the cocoa.
11.
11.
Just 11.
Not a very big
is that really
survey.
A study? Yeah. Isn't that more just like a group
gathering.
Of people? Yeah, they got together and they decided, let's see what happens.
I would have thought they could find a lot of volunteers for that
stuff. Yeah, yes, many.
Chocolate, I'll be there.
I thought maybe a couple of digits were missing when I first read this, but no, just 11 healthy people.
Yeah.
They took readings every 30 minutes after consuming cocoa or some of the other
blood
products.
Pressure readings.
Yeah, to monitor blood pressure and the pulse waves and things like that. And they found that they were all okay and things seemed to be positive. It's a study that's published in the journal Frontiers in Nutrition, by the way. Frontiers in Nutrition.
But really, how much is there really new about that? I mean, we've been told for a long time that chocolate has been good for us as long as it has a high cacao number. By that I mean the cocoa itself. For example, you would not get the same benefits from a Hershey milk chocolate bar that you would get from a pure dark chocolate 65 or 70% cacao bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it has to do with all those flavanols
That's
and things
around
like that.
A long time.
I was going to ask, how much were they consuming again?
Doesn't say. Doesn't give the actual consumption.
Can't imagine like they were just having.
Yeah, they're doing it in a healthy consumption, I guess. And again, this was the only difference they say is this is the first one that actually looked at the consumption in a real world scenario. They're actually monitoring people as they were ingesting. But again, 11,
right.
Went all out in that study.
They did.
maybe they only had 11 blood pressure cuffs. I don't know. Anyway, but hey, enjoy more chocolate. And finally, a food-related note. It's been announced yesterday that the packaging of Sprite is going to change.
Oh, yes.
Yes. No longer will the iconic green plastic bottles that have been used for more than 60 years be used. It's now going to be changed to clear plastic starting next Monday, August 1st.
Really?
That's what it says. It says it's part of the environmentally responsible actions that the company is taking.
They say the green plastic is harder to recycle than the clear plastic.
All right, I see it. Okay, but they're still going to have a green label, right?
Well, it's going to have a green label, it'll still stay Sprite and green. Yes.
Yeah, the drink doesn't change. It's just the bottling has changed.
Just the color of the bottle.
Oh, well.
I'm wondering how many people would have really noticed or cared if they didn't make this announcement. if they would not have said that they're doing this. I suppose people who are fans of Sprite, you're used to.
They're used to seeing it on the shelf.
Kind of like,
green.
If you drink out of a red can, you're drinking Coke generally. If it's blue can, it's Pepsi. I can get that. So maybe they were trying to make the announcement ahead of any kind of pushback.
Well,
oh, my gosh, what have you done to my Sprite?
They're also trying to show that they're good corporate stewards of the environment.
There you go.
That's the reason.
All about the marketing.
Yep.
Yeah, and they're getting free publicity.
Yes.
For people that mention them, who would ever do that?
I have no idea.
I don't have any idea who would even fall for that.
Who would ever give them free publicity about that? Oh, let's see. We are.